Joining us first, right off the bat, is, again, one of our favorites, Matthew Pfeiffer, Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer. He has received his degree, and he's worked in nutritional medicine, nutritional and health psychology, the two things together. I don't know how he does what he does or how he did it, but somehow he's figured out a real formula that is truly unique, that truly works. We call it REM sleep, REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, and we sell it over at the Power Mall, and it's just been a big hit, and it means a lot to a lot of people. We're very happy to welcome him, and he's going to discuss today sleep. You know, what do you need to know about it, and why is this product important? Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer, welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
Thank you, Daniel. It's good to be here. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. Yeah, it's,
good.
Of course, getting ready for the holidays and family and, you know, in-laws coming and that kind of thing. But so I really need my REM sleep is what I'm trying to say. Let's start right there. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with REM sleep and why it's important, and then let's get into sleep in general from there.
Okay, well, I'm a clinical psychologist. I'm 37 years old, just had a birthday, and I don't suffer from sleep problems or anxiety or depression today because I've had a lot of time to figure out my nutrition and lifestyle habits. However, when I was younger, teenager, in high school and in college, I had a lot of anxiety. I had depression. I had sleep issues. I was often going to the doctor, you know, trying one antidepressant or the other, Xanax, Valium, melatonin, trying different sleep aids over the counter as well, you know, looking for something that would work. And over the years of trying sleep aids, I would find some stuff that would work a little bit or not work at all, or have the opposite effect and keep me up, or there'd be side effects that would, you know, disrupt my sleep. So I was always having a difficult time finding the right sleep aid. And I would always think to myself, well, there's got to be something out there that would work. And so as I studied psychology and nutrition, you know, I learned more about the biological aspects of sleep. And so a body needs to have good nutrition. You need to have good lifestyle habits. But a lot of times in our modern day of life, we don't have access to that or the time to do what we need to do to live a healthy lifestyle. So as I studied sleep, I developed and invented a over-the-counter sleep aid that's not a drug that combines vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs so I can have a multi-pronged approach to fighting insomnia but not have any disturbing side effects that can come from drugs. So, for example, some of the deficiencies that can happen that inhibit sleep is magnesium deficiency. You could have low melatonin. Your serotonin could be off. Vitamin B5, B2, and B12 are particularly important for sleep. And so when I concocted my formula, I wanted to hit a number of points that cause a variety of people not to sleep well so I could increase the level of success of my sleep aid. When you go and buy a sleep aid at the store, there's typically 1 to 3 ingredients in it. It's usually melatonin, tryptophan, which converts into serotonin, or there'll be an herb. And if those three things don't happen to be the reason why you're not sleeping well, well, then you're going to be taking a supplement that doesn't work. So I put in a variety of ingredients to target a number of reasons for insomnia so it can help the most amount of people. And I have found that with thousands of people I've helped over the last few years, that my sleep aid works with about 86% of people. And then the other 14% of people say that they just don't feel anything. And I have had no negative reported side effects. So I've had very high success rates with the sleep aid, and it's specifically because I target vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs. And those are the core foundational areas of a person's body that can be deficient that will cause you not to sleep well. And my supplement helps correct those deficiencies and bring you back up to a normal homeostasis, a good, healthy functioning, so you are allowed to sleep. You can lay down, you can relax, you can fall asleep and stay asleep and go through all of your stages of sleep, which is 4 stages, including REM sleep, and wake up feeling refreshed in the morning.
Fantastic. You said something that I kind of picked up on about some over-the-counter sleep aids that are out there. And you said when you took them, they actually had the opposite effect for you. Why is it that some of them, I mean, why would that happen?
That's a great question. So the one sleep aid that does that the worst for the most amount of people is diphenhydramine. It's the active ingredient in Benadryl. It's an antihistamine. Antihistamines are known to, you know, cause a drowsy effect. You know, if you want to go to sleep at night, take like a Tylenol PM, take a Benadryl, take something like that. And it works for 70% of people. So basically 2 out of 3 people that take it, it will have a calming effect. But for 1 out of 3 people, for whatever reason, their body's chemistry, their makeup, will treat it the opposite, and it will have an excitatory effect, and it will cause you not to sleep. I happen to be one of those people. I like to compare it to Adderall, which is an ADHD medication. If you have ADHD and you take Adderall, which is an amphetamine, it will calm you down. But for most people who don't have ADHD, if you take this amphetamine, it will wire you, and you'll feel like you're on methamphetamine. So everybody's body is a little bit different, and we're going to react differently to drugs. However, when we take vitamins, minerals, amino acids, we're all made the same, and we all need the same nutritional component to relax, whether we have insomnia, depression, anxiety, ADHD. We all need the same vitamins, minerals, and amino acids to survive. So if I can bring those into balance with a variety of people with a variety of disorders, I can help bring a large majority of people to homeostasis and help them to sleep better regardless of the cause of their insomnia. And that's what my REM Sleep product does, because it has the most amount of ingredients of any sleep aid on the market, and it has the highest dosing of any sleep aid. So it's the strongest non-prescription sleep aid, and it's all natural. It has no drugs in it, and it has no negative side effect profile. It's very highly effective for treating all types of and causes of insomnia.
I don't have a continual problem sleeping, but sometimes, different things going on I'll do. And, if I go 1 or 2 nights without a good sleep, or if I had a bad night the night before, I'll go straight to that REM sleep. And it really settled. There's times when I take it where I almost feel like I took a knockout drug. Literally, I'll be alert and whatever, and in my body as I'm going to bed, I just feel like everything is heavy and I am just out. What's going on in that process where I literally feel like I don't want to say drugged is the wrong word, but I'm just like, I'm just going right to sleep.
Well, that's a great question. So the type of insomnia that Daniel just described, he said that he sleeps well most of the time, but sometimes he'll have a few nights where he doesn't sleep well. That's called transient insomnia. That means, sometimes it happens, but most of the time it doesn't. Well, if you're sleeping well most of the time and your body's used to it, and then you have a few nights for whatever reason you don't sleep well, your body's not used to that. It's going to throw you, your homeostasis, way off. So when you do finally get to that night where you do sleep well, you're going to really sleep and you're going to feel like you're knocked out, because your body's trying to recover from the previous couple of nights of transient insomnia that it's not used to. So when you take the REM sleep product, which has a very low dose of melatonin, which is important because most products have way too much melatonin and it's unhealthy, mine has a very low dose, just the necessary amount to allow you to sleep. The REM sleep product will cause your body to go back into a normal balance, and then because you're fatigued from those few nights of not sleeping well, you're going to really fall into a deep sleep because your body is that tired. So it's not so much that you're feeling drugged per se, it's that your body is now in homeostasis and can function normally, and it's recovering from typical stress and the atypical stress of the transient insomnia. So you're going to feel like, oh my gosh, I was really knocked out, I was really tired, and I got really great sleep. But that's because your body's healing itself from the previous couple of nights of not sleeping well, and your body is allowed to complete that process because you have brought nutritional balance back to your body with the REM sleep product. So that's why it will make you feel that way. And then after you get your good night's sleep, then you're going to be feeling really great the next day. And then the next night, you'll likely return to your normal night sleeping pattern.
So basically, you're tired because you haven't slept. I mean, that's normal. Sometimes, you get a wired feeling or whatever, and it's like you get so tired that you can't sleep. But this allows you to go back into a stasis, a homeostasis, where your body then naturally basically solves the problem and just, you just drift right off. Homeostasis, you've used this word 2 or 3 times. We've got about a minute or so before the break. Talk about homeostasis. Talk about the stages of sleep and how important every stage is. We got about a minute or so, and we'll just continue.
Okay, yeah, the homeostasis is just a general balance of how your body functions and how that relates to the four stages of sleep. A lot of people don't get into the REM sleep, which is the last stage of sleep. It's called rapid eye movement sleep. It's the most important. It's when your brain completely turns off and is allowed to heal from the previous day's stress. A lot of people, when they take medication or they're not sleeping well, they'll hit stages 1, 2, and 3, which is better than nothing, but you're not dreaming and you're just kind of dozing off. So when you wake up, you'll feel okay for maybe a few minutes or for a couple hours, but then you're going to feel tired shortly after, and you might need caffeine or other stimulants to keep you up. So one way you can know that you're getting good night's sleep, the stage 4 REM sleep, is if you feel good into the afternoon. Like a lot of people have the 2 or 3 o'clock blues where they're really starting to slow down. That's either because their body is not in a nutritional balance, they're not getting the right amount of sleep, or they're abusing unknowingly, usually, another type of substance like alcohol the night before or caffeine in the morning, and it's wearing off in the daytime. So there's a number of things that can throw your body's balance or homeostasis off throughout the day because of lifestyle habits and poor sleep hygiene. And again, the REM sleep product is a nutritional supplement that helps bring those areas of deficiency back into balance.
There's the music. Just real quickly, so a lot of people take caffeine, they almost feel like they need caffeine. Does that ruin your homeostasis too, if you keep using it?
It won't ruin it, but it can throw it off, particularly on the timing of when you use it. Caffeine in the morning,
hold
that's
thought.
The best.
Welcome back. We're talking to Matthew Pfeiffer, formulator, inventor. I guess formulator would be a better word for REM sleep. And, look, I don't know how he does it. A whole huge industry, they can't seem to get it right. But our man here, Dr. Pfeiffer, is on the job, and he's done it. And like a lot of things, necessity becomes a mother of invention. He had this kind of problems, and he solved it for himself and wanted to help as many people as possible. That's a great story, and he's done it. And our audience and so many testimonies and so many customers, thousands, have loved the product and really seen a real difference. This is not your everyday sleep aid, nutritional aid, whatever you want to call it. You can tell the thoughtfulness and the quality of it. And I always tell people, if this interests you at all, if you maybe you're a little draggy during the day, I say try a bottle of REM sleep. What do you got to lose? It's relatively inexpensive. On sale now over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. And what have you got to lose except the fatigue, except the brain fog, except the results of really the undiscovered results of not sleeping correctly that a lot of America is suffering with, and they don't even know it. And the question I would ask you, Matthew, here, we just have a few minutes left in the interview, but people out there who should be looking at REM sleep, what can they expect, and that kind of thing.
All right, this supplement is approved for anyone ages 18 and over. I do believe that people under the age of 18 can safely take it. However, just for liability reasons, any nutritional supplement, whether it's over-the-counter prescription, is typically 18 and over. So I say it's good for high school students, college students, and it's good for people all the way up to the elderly age. So I have everyone from age 18 up to 92 years old is the oldest, I believe, that is taking it. And it's good for anyone who is suffering from chronic insomnia to transient insomnia to just, maybe once a month they're having a bad night, or maybe they're going to fly to Europe and they want to sleep on the plane right over and they don't want to take, a drug on the plane. This is a really great thing to help with that when you're traveling as well. So if you have any sleep issue, whether it's mild or severe, this will correct any nutritional deficiencies associated with it. Now, if you have a medical problem, you still might not sleep well after taking this because, like I said, it's not a drug. It's a nutritional product. So if you have a nutritional deficiency that's affecting your sleep, this will correct it, and it will correct it quickly, typically the first night or the second or third night of taking it. But if for some reason this product doesn't work for you and you're still sleeping poorly, that indicates that there's a medical issue, and I would highly recommend visiting your primary care physician and have them diagnose further a medical reason for what's going on with your sleep problem. So poor sleep is usually caused by a nutritional problem in over 80% of people, and this product will fix it. But if it doesn't, which is rare, it means that you should probably visit your doctor and see what else might be going on that's not a nutritional issue.
All right. Let me ask this follow-up question. We've just got about 2 minutes.
Yep.
If you take a drug over the counter and that puts you to sleep, you know, it basically forces you into sleep, but you're saying you don't get the full REM sleep. You don't go into the reparative sleep. If you don't go all the way to that REM sleep, what does that do to your body? Do you have to have it? How important is that?
Yeah, you do eventually have to have it. When you take a drug like Xanax or Lunesta or Ambien, these are called like hypnotic benzodiazepine drugs, and they are very similar in chemical structure to alcohol. And so when you drink like a few drinks or you get drunk at night and a person passes out and they, you know, and they're asleep, they're not really asleep. They're actually knocked out because of the sedative effect. And they're getting down to the stage 2 and 3 of their sleep, which is better than nothing, but they're not really in their REM cycle. And that's why when you wake up after drinking, you'll often feel hungover or tired, or after a few hours of being up, you'll feel fatigued in the afternoon. It's because you're not getting that sleep. And if you don't get that REM sleep, which Daniel just brought up, that will put you at a chronic higher risk of developing Alzheimer's, dementia, cardiovascular disease, and cancer later in life. So if you're not getting your 4 stages of sleep regularly on a consistent basis, it puts you at much higher risk of mortality and chronic disease later in life, including obesity.
Well, this is such an underappreciated, under-noticed thing in your life is your sleep and what's going on. And you think you are sleeping, but you're really not getting what you need. And if you're looking at the whole spectrum, the whole picture of your health, sleep's a big part of it, ladies and gentlemen. And this product, I highly recommend it, the Power Hour. We sell a lot of it there. And our listeners have just loved it. And I think it's a really key. And Matthew obviously has been very thoughtful putting it together. It's over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. It's on sale in honor of Matthew being on here. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Jay, she loves it. She uses it. When you call, ask Jay about it. She'll tell you. Matthew, absolute pleasure, my friend. God bless you.
All right, thanks, Daniel. God bless you guys, too. Have a great day.